And it's been Christmas card-a-palooza over at the Wimby's mailbox. We got Christmas cards. I'm not going to do a big fatty thing where I read every last thing and describe the card because that makes people want to kill themselves. I love you, Big Fatty.
Oh, he's so fat.
He's super fat.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's so fat.
He's super fat.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 504 of the BFO for Friday, the 8th of January, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, y'all, I have got an update on the coupon, and you're not going to like it. Plus, we have got a Rumble Reedheed sandwich for ya. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, this is the last podcast of the first complete week of 20 and 10. And y'all, it is the last one I'll be doing in Chucktown for about a week and a half, y'all. Because, you know, on Sunday morning, Big Fatty is going to hop on the airplane. And by hop on the airplane, I mean be hoisted into the luggage compartment. You know, they've got those... What do they call those? Those conveyor belts, you know, that you just lay on it, you know, and it puts you up in that luggage compartment, and it's nice and cool in there, so I don't get too overheated. But anyway, going to be flying up to the Washington, D.C.'s on Sunday morning, getting in there around midday on Sunday, and then I'll be met, because, you know, Big Fatty is met when he arrives in a city. I'll be met by Woody, and I'll be staying at the Woodman's abode on Sunday night, and then he and I will be going to the big meet and greet on Sunday evening. And y'all, by the way, ever since I put out the word that people have not been responding as to whether they're coming to the meet and greet or not. Y'all, the response, it's been unbelievable. Let me just run down the list of people that have responded and are telling me they're...
This is in the BFO weather update area. The Weather Rat is reporting a wintry mix for Friday morning, and Stevie B is in town.
Ron Part of Soho and Mr. Tim Cormall, the patron saint of the BFO, and Woody. And so, y'all, I think that... will be an exceptional, just an absolutely exceptional crowd. Big Fatty is probably going to have to pack a few extra little Circes to give away. Because, you know, everybody needs to walk away with something. Oh, Big Fatty! Okay, whatever. But anyway, so y'all, if you're gonna be in the... well, I tell you what, let's just play the promo one last time, shall we? Big Fatty is coming to Washington, D.C. from Sunday, January 10th through Tuesday, January 19th. And it'll be your chance to come out and meet Big Fatty live. Big Fatty's having a meet and greet at the bar above the DuPont Italian Kitchen, which is located at 1637 17th Street Northwest, right off of DuPont Circle. Big Fatty will be holding his meet and greet in the bar above, the Dick Bar is what they call it, and it is above the DuPont Italian Kitchen. So come out and meet, and by meet I mean come out and buy Big Fatty a beverage. Hello! And Big Fatty will be there, and there are going to be prizes and giveaways, and oh dear gushy, Big Fatty, I will be at the Dick Bar on the 10th of January at 7 p.m. Well, if you can make it too, send Big Fatty a note. Yes!
Ooh.
Y'all, Big Fatty just loves that music. Oh, we do too, Big Fatty. We are going to miss it. When will you be making another trip so we can hear it again? I don't know. But, y'all, before we get into the really sad news of the day, I want to tell all of you that there will be no LFC version. What version are we up to? I don't fucking know. But there will be no Little Fatty Cast this evening because tonight... I don't know if it's today or tomorrow, but either today or tomorrow is Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Larry Vader's 30th, I repeat, 30th birthday. And y'all, you know, that's gay death. Yes! Yes! So, y'all, you might want to... send him a little sympathy card or something. Oh, Big Fatty, you're so clever. So clever. And so anyway. But now, y'all, I've got bad news to report to you. First of all, you know, there was a problem with the coupon on Sunday. And there was no coupon in the paper. And y'all, the coupon is now running not in the Publix ad, on Wednesdays, but it is coming. It is coming out in the Wednesday paper, and y'all. You got to hunt for it. You got to look for it, and y'all. It's only good on Wednesdays, and y'all. I'm in a kerfuffle. What was that? That was that was Italian wedding soup. Ah! Speaking of that, y'all, I got real excited on Thursday afternoon, because that Kim from the lodge over the air in the Faroe Islands, she kind of hinted, it was just an ever so slight hint, that she would love to be at the meet and greet in the Washington D.C.'s on Sunday. And y'all, you know how these beavers are. They will pull a surprise. Oh, Big Fatty, they had Ferocci Airlines had a very special coupon to the Washington D.C.'s from Torsvon, and it was only half a million Ferocci dollars, and so I just couldn't pass it up to come to your meet and greet. But y'all, she didn't really come out that clear. So, you know, it may be a surprise. Big Fatty is not going to get his hopes up. Not going to get the hopes up because, you know, you just be crushed. You're just crushed by hopes that you get up. But, y'all, I was going to tell you about the coupon. It's only good on Wednesdays. I finished telling you about the coupon, didn't I? Yes, you did. Move on to the voice letters. All right, I will.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Now, y'all, I don't want you to get your hopes up when you get that foiled again CD of Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo, chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, of which the BFO is a part of. He did not include the Hamming It Up with Big Fatty song on that CD. So, you know, don't go in there thinking it's on there. You can only get that here at the BFO and in your dreams. You know, you get that song stuck in your head and something like that. But y'all, today we have a ramble read heed sandwich, because we have two voice letters from the ramble read heed, and in between the ramble read heed we have some chicken, and we have some two big old slabs of beef. Yes.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you a quick call to wish you a very happy and healthy 2010. And I'm calling all my favorite podcasters, and I just wanted to say hello and wish you all the best. So you take care, And hope you didn't drink too much, okay? Big fatty, bing! Okay, bye.
Tom, I'm so sorry that I'm so far behind in playing that voice letter, because y'all, it came in a week ago. Yes! But I'm just behind, and Tom, to try to make it up for you, I'm going to play a song that I'm sure you've never heard before, but I'm just going to play a little clip of it just to, it's just sort of my way of saying thank you to you for that wonderful, wonderful voice letter.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you so much.
Well, that was wonderful. And y'all, I believe that Sterling, who lives up there in the Washington, D.C., who will not be able to attend the meet and greet on Sunday because he's got to go out of town at 7 o'clock on Sunday. I believe he sent that to me. It's just kind of a little thing that he thought I might like that, you know, and y'all, where he finds these things, where these people find these things is beyond me, but y'all, I've never heard that before, and I loved it. I just loved it, just like I love little Zachaby.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Zachaby. I just wanted to call and say Happy New Year. I'm sorry, I'm really drunk. I've been drinking whiskey, so you know how it goes. I didn't realize that it was Tanqueray that you drank, because I've been following you on the Twitty and everything. So, I just wanted to call and say Happy New Year's, and I can't wait to actually see you later this month in D.C. So, yeah. All right. Well, I will talk to you later, and I know this voicemail is going to be all kinds of messed up. So, yeah. Woo! I'm drunk. So, all right. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, if you're going to have a stalker on the Twitty, it's good to have the little chicken boys. Yes? Yes, it is, Brick Patty. Yes! And so Zachaby will, it sounds to me like he is ready to buy Big Fatty a beverage at the Dick Bar on Sunday, so you're going to have to wait till Sunday. You said you couldn't wait, you're going to have to wait, Zachaby, until Sunday. But 7 o'clock on Sunday, you and, well, I guess, I don't know if Davy Dangerous is coming or not. No, I haven't heard from him, have I? No, you haven't, Big Fatty. He is behind, he's just skipping shows, he's not listening. He doesn't even know when it's going to be. So, anyway, y'all, we'll give a full report. We'll give a full report later in the week. And by the way, I just want everyone to know, just because Big Fatty is going to be in the Washington, D.C., it does not mean that there will not be shows next week. Y'all, they will be, we will have some national shows next week. Yes, some lovely, monumental shows next week. Or I don't know what the fuck we're doing. But y'all, I promised you a ramble, a reheed sandwich with chicken, which would be Zachaby, and two big hunks of beef, which would be these two scoundrels.
All right, Big Fatty, this is Brian from Boston calling, live and direct from Melbourne, Australia. I'm here in a pub. And I've got to introduce you to somebody. He's my new straight boyfriend. He's really cute. He's got great boobs. And here, I'm going to pass him over to you.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Freya Bolta here. About to do the crew in 20 minutes. If you get your ass down here in time, you might be in luck. All right, buddy. We'll see ya.
All right, Big Fatty. So hope you're having fun back there in the frozen north, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. That's good. All right, we got it.
Oh, dear Gussie. All right.
Wait, or did we? Hold on.
Dear Gussie. Oh. Y'all, that is Straight Bob and Brian from Boston, and they were calling, y'all, it sounds like they finally had an adult beverage, and that's good, because, and y'all, it seems like I've missed out, because Straight Bob was getting ready to do the crew. Now, I don't know if that means something else in Australia. I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, Brian, please give me a full report on what do the crew means. Yes! Now, y'all, to finish up the Ramble Reheed sandwich for today, we've got to have another Ramble Reheed. Yes!
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble. Just want to leave you a quick message that lets you know that the Big Fatty language or vocabulary is spreading all over the universe. I was talking to Joe, my, of course, handsome man, and he went to work yesterday, and he said that he was talking to somebody, and instead of saying computer, he said computra, and then he did it again last night. So I just want to let you know that it is rubbing off on Joe and the people of Northern Indiana. They're going to be talking like you before it's too late. So I just want to let you know, and I love your show. I'm trying to get caught up, as Freddie and all the others are doing. And I think by February, I'll be done with December, okay? No, just kidding. But I'm trying to get through them as quickly as I can so I can get caught back up. But I love your show, and I'm so sorry you didn't win the podcast awards, because you should have, and all that good stuff. But you take care. Have a most wonderful day, and talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the Ramble of Redhead. And y'all, sounds to me like, by the way, Tom was very far behind on the BFO. In fact, he said the other day he only had 47 more episodes to go to catch up. And I'm like, dear Gussie. But y'all, he's all caught up now. There was something on the Twitty. It must have been Wednesday or Thursday or sometime that, oh, I am caught up on the BFO. Yes, I am totally caught up. So, anyway, so, y'all, there's your Ramble Redhead sandwich for this Friday. Now, y'all, Mr. Vader, who is having his birthday this weekend, he will be having Daniel Beaver. That Daniel Beaver and Joe, you know, they've unsubscribed, but that's okay. But, anyway, speaking of unsubscribe, y'all, poor Perfetti, he's unsubscribed. Because, y'all, he's back in the workforce. He doesn't have time for the podcast anymore. No, I do not. So anyway, what was I saying? Oh, poor Big Fatty, what were you saying? Y'all, ever since did I tell you the story about the Nip getting the iPod Nano and he got the good deal at the Apple store? I think I did tell you that. But anyway, ever since he has started listening to the podcast, Big Fatty, I get a phone call almost every night. Yes, almost every night. Big Fatty, I don't understand what the RNL podcasting network is. Big Fatty, who is this Auntie Vera Charles?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, speaking of the Sea Hag, she was in a foul mood on Thursday. Oh, dear Gussie. She woke up in a foul mood. You know, maybe she smelled her upper lip or something. I don't know. I just don't know. But, y'all, foul mood. But, anyway, maybe she had some of that spaghetti. Oh, maybe I won't mention that. Y'all, I wonder. Speaking of Vera, I'm wondering if his very, very good friend, Scott, who lives up there in the D.C., I'm wondering if he's going to be coming to the meet and greet on Sunday, because, you know, yes, we don't know, because we hadn't heard from him. But anyway, oh, dear Gussie. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a grand weekend. Big Fatty will next be speaking to you from the U.S. nation's capital, which is, of course, the Washington, D.C. If you can make it out on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, you don't have to let Big Fatty know if you're coming or not. Just come on out to the Dick Bar and meet us there at 7 o'clock. We'll probably be there a couple of hours or so. And Big Fatty would love to see you. And y'all, next week, I will be broadcasting all week long from the Washington, D.C., and then next weekend is the big horror event, and when I put on my leather, people say...
He's so fat.
He's super fat.
Just don't say it with your mouth full.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.